Hey guys, Dancho Dimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, Scaling a Digital B2B Business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. Wow guys, I had an amazingly long day, and it's barely 3 p.m. But I'm kind of so excited what I did today, so I was like, you know what, time to brag. So grab my phone and talk to my guys. So, you know, I'm publishing the book, and funny enough, yesterday I was talking with a friend, and we were like, well, are we gonna be millionaires, and like, can we actually sell the book to make a million? And that actually left me sleepless last night, because I was like, well, you know what, Sweet Leads was really limited B2B sales and stuff, while the financial freedom has the potential. But that mindset change, I was like, well, if I make on average $5 per book, how many books do I need to sell in order to make a profit of a million? And it's easy, it's 200,000 books. 200,000 books, wow. But the funny part was like, okay, but if I want to get to 200,000, I need to change absolutely everything. Just a second guys, I'm on the phone. I don't need to change just that's how I'm gonna sell the book, but I need to change systems. I need to create systems, otherwise there is no way to sell 200,000 books. That got me curious. I'm like, well, how can you sell 200,000 books? Man, that's a lot. First thing was like, well, if you put ads, then you can get to 200,000 books. And ads is a common way, but that would mean I need a large enough budget, so on top of the 200,000 books, to cover the marketing costs. So I was like, well, if I put $500,000 into advertising, of course I'm gonna sell 200,000 books. But then I need to actually sell 300,000 books. So 200,000 for me to get the million, and 100,000 books at $5, 500 to cover the marketing costs. And I was like, but that's not really a system that you just put the Facebook ads. So my next thought was like, well, how can you actually get to 200,000 books? And this morning, I woke up at 5 in the morning, and I was like, let's see. I started Googling, and unless you figure out how you can do a buzz about your book, there is no way you can do it. So I was like, okay, well, how can I do a buzz? So first thing first, I was like, I need influencers. I need people with their communities in order for me to reach out. Because guess what? If someone has a community of 2 million people, book readers, and if I give him, like, can I promote on your platform? And if he has a 10% conversion, well, guess what? That's it, 200,000 books. I love the idea. I don't believe that there is that kind of community, but there could be multiple smaller communities. So here I am. I started on Fiverr. You know, Fiverr, when people do stuff, when you pay them $5, $10, $50, depending on what's the value proposition. Well, this morning, I went on Fiverr, and I was like, book promotion, what can you offer me? So many people offer so many gigs. Like, one guy is like, for $20, I post in my book community on Facebook, I have 50,000 people. And I'm like, done, where should I pay? Next one, another one, like, I do a business show in the UK, and if you give me $50, I'll create an audio advertisement, and I'll promote you every day for 30 days. I'm like, done, where should I send the money? And I continue reading it. It's like, identified 5, 10, 15, 20 gigs that I thought that are perfect. And you know what? Some of them are like, well, for $25, what I'll do is I'll create a blog post on my platform. And I actually have a website about books where we post about books, and we have a community of books and everything. So for $20, $30, I'll create a permanent link to my blog, to my website, and I'm going to share your book in my social media. And I'm like, well, that's it. If I find 10 people with 20,000 people followers, well, that's 20k in target audience. So this morning I hired 5 influencers already. I have a pipeline of 10 influencers more that I'm gonna hire, because that's the only way how I can break the buzzword about the financial freedom. I cannot just put Facebook ads. I need multiple people on different sources to start building about financial freedom. And on top of that, it's an asset. If they create a blog and put it on their platform, well, I'm getting a permanent link. And that link goes to Amazon. And then if I do that 20, 30 times, so that means that 20, 30 sources will start bringing that traffic to Amazon. But this is not a one-time thing. This is actually permanent. So even in a year or in 2 years, in 5 years, I'm still going to get in traffic from those websites toward Amazon. Now, a full disclaimer, I had to look up their platforms, their website, how big is their community and stuff, because I saw some that there were like 5 people in total with their family as a community. But I was surprised. And then I got another problem. I was like, well, how I'm going to actually measure which influencer is going to give me a how big impact of links. So I started looking at the UTMs, shortening the links, but also keeping tracking. And I went on an AppSumo, the lifetime deals for website. I paid $50 and I found a tool that you can actually create links and share it to freelancers, and then you get the full analytics. You can see that link, how many times has been clicked, from which countries, was it from mobile, was it from phone, geography, everything. So next step, I bought the tool. It took me like a few hours to read about it, configure it, everything. But now I have a different link for each influencer. And on top of that, I was like, yeah, but this thing with the influencer is one way, but I need a lot of reviews on Amazon. So I used my personal networks. I already have 20 people buying the financial freedom from UK, from Germany, from France, from Austria, from Canada, from Australia, from around the world. And now they're all going to start posting some nice feedbacks on Amazon. So at least I have 10 to 20 feedbacks. But then I started noticing that there are platforms where you submit your book in an exchange for feedback. And this platform charges like $50, $100 per service or something. But guess what? They are giving you like 10, 20, actually they're sharing your book to 20 to 50 people that are interested in your field. And then from those, they expect 70% to leave a comment. But that means that from 100 people, you're going to get 50 to 70 book reviews on Amazon. And that's how you scale. If you have hundreds of book reviews, Amazon's going to notice you. They're going to start promoting you. Readers will start promoting you, start buying, because they're going to start seeing you have a lot of stars. So in a thought, I was like, you know what? This kind of 200,000 books is achievable. And it's not that hard if you thought, of course, I hope that I'm going to get there, but it's not that hard. All I need is multiple influencers to start spreading the buzz. They were even like €15. They're going to create a video on TikTok to their target audience, and they're going to talk about the book. I mean, I thought it was really cheap. Of course, the bigger the community, the more expensive it gets. But for me, I thought that 5, 10, 20, 50 influencers, if all of them created some social media content about the book, if they spread a newsletter, an Instagram, a TikTok, I'm actually getting some word out. And if I use 4 to 5 different platforms that are just for feedback on Amazon, that's a few hundreds of feedbacks. So on 5th of April, which I actually booked the book launch, if I have several hundreds of reviews on Amazon, and if I have multiple freelancers posting about the book and sharing on link and everything, and on top of that I do a really nice PR, I mean, how crazy is on Fiverr? I saw a Hollywood star that was charging 50 to 100 euros to do 1 minute talk about your book. Like, really, an actor from Hollywood actually does that for you. And these are assets, because you get that video, you share it on Amazon, you share it on Facebook, you share it everywhere. Then you put they even had podcasts like, we'll interview as an author on our podcast for 15, for 20 hours, for 20 euros. And I mean, yeah, 15, 20 euros is not a lot. And maybe their target audience is not big. But then I get the social media for free. I'm being interviewed on a podcast. I can share it on social media. I'm having a new video somewhere broadcasted. Well, I'm sharing it on social media. My book is being added to some blog or lists or anywhere. I can share it on social media. So somehow the social media comes for free. So everything that I do, everything that the freelancers do, whether it's blog, whether it's ads, whether it's podcast, whether it's audio, video, whatever, well, it's asset that I can even share it on social media saying like, thank you for having me there. Thank you for having me here. So it's barely 3 o'clock. I have to pick up the Metodia from school. But wow, I started at 5 a.m. with a simple idea. How can I get to 200,000 books sold? And last night it was like, come on, that's purely impossible. But this morning, it's not just I decided that I'm going after it. I even made a plan. I even find the tools that I need to be able to track links. I even started finding the freelancers. I found the platforms for reviews and everything. It's 3 o'clock. Guess what? I'm going to pick up the kit and I'm back because I love it. I'm really impressed of all the things that I can do about this book. And for the physical promotion, and then there's going to be a Kindle promotion where we're going to put 3 days for €1 in order to get the Amazon best-selling and whatnot. But 200,000 copies. For me, it's really interesting because if I said I want to sell 1,000 copies, I would focus on how to work harder, sell more, talk to people, start one-on-one, one-on-many, start like thinking about how to sell 1,000 or 5,000 copies. It's kind of harder because you're not thinking about systems, you're thinking how to sell the book. When you put yourself a crazy goal like 200,000 books, you know that you cannot sell those books. You have to figure out systems in order to achieve that. That's where your eyes opens and you're exposed to completely different new insights. So, finger crossed, it's early March and I really hope I'm going to get to the 200,000 copies sold, and fingers crossed. Thanks all for listening, guys, and I had to share this with you. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbeesolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.